Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees.
My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab.
We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Paul and Jordana and Hammer, the guest producer today. What a great honor. Hammer got the short straw.
I don't think it's an honor for him. I think he's like, all right, I'll do it if I must.
Where's DJ? DJ, I think, is Washington State skiing. He's going to squeeze every last day of skiing, even if he has to fly to Antarctica. Man, is he addicted to winter. He likes this forecast, Jordana.
It's crazy. I know. So, again, we don't want to talk all show about weather, but the fact that we are going to have snow in April and it's coming is something that we need to address. But, Paul, we're not going to see it in the metro. Like, I'm not going to wake up to another coating tomorrow, am I?
No. If there's anything, it would be later in the day, Sunday, Monday morning. You could, in theory, wake up to slush Monday morning.
Oh, God, help us.
Don't take out the driveway stakes. I'll tell you when. Don't do it yet.
All right. It's not great news. But so where is this happening? Just give us a quick update on who needs to look out.
And my kids are giving me crap. You know, and I love my boys. They're, you know, in their low 30s, but they're like, Dad, they just moved back, both of them, and we're thrilled. But now with this never-ending slush, they're indignant. They're like, Dad, how have
pissed.
You done this?
I don't blame them.
How have you done this for most of your life? And I'm like, well, we all have amnesia, right? We get to May and it's glorious and you forget about it. You push it out of your mind. But severe weather tomorrow. I don't think in the Twin Cities there's going to be major severe weather, but it could be close. South Metro, Rochester, a much better chance. La Crosse area. Austin, Albert Lee. I think this is going to be an outbreak for Iowa, and a few of those storms could clip far southeastern Minnesota. Even in the metro, maybe a little bit of small hail. I'll be amazed if they get the Twins game in tomorrow evening. I mean, we'll see. I hope all the models are wrong, but
delay.
It looks wet. And then it just ends as a few flurries here Thursday and Friday. The big story will be the winds gusting 40, 50 miles an hour, a few windswept flurries. Nothing sticking on your lawn, Jordana, but your place out in North Dakota, that condo out in Williston, could get 30 to 40 inches of snow. The models are printing out, in some cases, 40 inches of snow with blizzard conditions for North Dakota.
Wow.
So it can always be worse.
That's insane. 40 inches of snow. That is a lot in April. That's a lot anytime, but it's definitely a lot in April. Have you done your taxes already?
No. I think I'm getting an extension.
Okay.
Yeah, I usually
do. Yeah, this is one of the years we did not need an extension, and we filed. And hopefully we're getting a refund. We're still waiting on that. But tax day is coming up very soon. So everybody's, you know, thinking about their money. What can we do? If you're getting an extension or if you're just filing very soon, we're going to have some questions answered by Andy Tate, financial advisor with Cahill Financial and with Best Prep. He's going to be joining us next on CCO.
Jordana's on hold with the IRS, so it's just me. It's just, be polite. Don't yell at them, Jordana. Nothing good comes.
They scare
from
me.
Yelling. And, I'm afraid and the whole that. Don't you know who I am thing is not going to work with the IRS. They do know who you are.
They do.
And they're coming to get you. So, yeah, tax day coming up here. God, when is it? Friday?
Is yeah, the 15th. Already? Correct.
It's this week. And so who else to have on our show than Andy Tate, financial advisor with Best Prep and Cahill Financial Advisors. We have him on often. Andy, welcome back.
Well, thanks for having me, Paul.
Absolutely. Last minute tips for people who just woke up and realized, uh-oh, I have till Friday. How hard is it getting an extension if you're not quite ready just yet?
Well, I don't think it's very difficult. I just think some of the misconceptions that an extension allows you not to pay what's due, and that's not the case. You need to make sure you're paying your tax tab, if you will, and the extension then would carry you into October. So you still want to be get your taxes at least organized.
Right.
And and talk to us about paying tax on gains off of 2021. 2021 was a hard year, but some people did have gains. What are the impacts of the investments of paying that off now? Is there a positive impact?
Well, that's been kind of a surprise for a lot of clients. And what's happened is the market's down year to date. We were in correction territory. Didn't quite get there, but we were close, which means down 10%. And so you're seeing your statements and your accounts are down, yet you get a tax bill. And it's a frustrating position to be in. But what happened is March of 2020, if you remember back to that fund stretch, the market tanked, and a lot of these investment companies were able to what's called lock in losses. And so in 2020, you didn't have to pay tax on a lot of capital gains because you had enough losses to offset the gains that occurred starting, I think, January or July when the market came back around. Well, in 2021, we didn't have that. And so the market did do well, and some of those gains were then distributed, and you have to pay tax on it. It's just, unfortunately, it's happening when the market's down. So you pay tax in 2021, but you're paying it in 2022. So it's hard to really separate out the two.
Hey, Andy, the coronavirus tax relief and economic impact payments that went out, like $1,400 a person, is that taxable income?
Boy, I think that's going to have to be passed off to a CPA.
okay.
That's my sidestep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I get it. I don't blame you. I wouldn't want to be responsible for that either.
I had to ask. It's what are you advising your clients with inflation in mind? I can't think of anything that has gone down in price in recent months or the last couple of years. Mm. Everything is up. Highest inflation rate in 40 years, one of the lowest unemployment rates. I mean, there are jobs out there, and that's the good news. But the bad news is the cost of everything is up. So how do you redeploy your investments, or do you just hold tight and wait for the market to recover and inflation, in theory, to come down?
Well, there are a couple of different things to look at. And the first step is not to panic. And you need to diversify. And so when you were looking at the inflationary environment we're in, 4 months ago, we thought it'd be a little bit more short-lived. And then with the Russian-Ukraine war taking over, it absolutely disrupted the supply chains even more. Again, not to minimize what's going on overseas, but that also is going to extend the inflationary world that we're in. So when we're looking at the accounts and looking at different areas to address that, you know, I know, Paul, you've asked about real estate in the past, and real estate is an option, but it's typically more of a long-term play. And I think you really need to sit down and take a look. Are we going to make long-term decisions based on short-term facts? If so, real estate is a potential option. Energy has been doing very well. Utilities have been doing very, very well. And so looking at some of those sectors, I think, would be a good way to hedge. And then in the bond market, looking at TIPS. And so they're treasury inflation protection securities. And so those are nice tools to put into your portfolio just to help us through these times.
Okay.
Do you have any tips for I recently had a situation where I was trying to qualify for a grant for a medication, and I made $4,000 more than, you know, the limit of what you can make. So I didn't qualify. And my tax professional said, you know, if you want to donate $4,000 or not donate, but if you want to put $4,000 in an IRA, that would probably get you under the limit. We didn't do it. And we ended up doing a workaround for the medication. But do you have any advice for people in these last few days before leading up to taxes that could help them, you know, no cheating, but can help them maybe, you know, a suggestion to put something in their 401k before the time runs out, anything like that?
Absolutely. And I think where you get into a situation where you're just above a certain threshold, it's pretty frustrating because you get phased out of a few different options. 401k plans, you can't because it's going to be a year of contribution. So that would only affect 2022. But one of the easiest and most overlooked strategies is utilizing a health savings account that you have through your employer. And most people will put in $50, $75 a month. Well, there's a range. I think it's up to $7,200 that you can put in as a family. And you can just strike a check and send it in. And that will immediately drop your taxable income. So that's usually the quickest and easiest. You're not going to decrease your taxable income by $20,000. But if you can get underneath the threshold of a $4,000 check, allows you to get a grant worth $10,000, well, it's a no-brainer.
That's interesting.
Andy, I don't mean to put you on the spot, but I will. In the pantheon of mistakes that people make when it comes to investing, my hunch at the top of the list, and I, you know, I'm anxious to hear what you have to say, many people might think, well, I'll wait when I'm in my 30s or 40s making good money, then I'll start setting money aside for retirement. Is that the number one mistake that most people make, or is there an even bigger mistake than that?
On the macro level, that is the number one mistake, and it comes from a couple of different reasons. Number one, you don't have the assets growing for you. That's an obvious one. But the second aspect of it is if you've now learned to live on that income, where if you're saving it, you're building your lifestyle around less income because it's being put away, and so you build your habits around that. So on the macro level, I would say they don't start, and then they get used to spending more money than they should. On the other side of it is, as far as the investment selection, we've all heard a lot about using index funds. They're inexpensive. You get a broad range. Well, people don't realize some of those are market cap weighted. What that means is if you get an S&P 500, you have 500 individual stocks in this one index fund, you may have five holdings that represent over half of the return. So they're very top-heavy index funds out there, and you may think you have a diversified holding, but in reality, you're really holding five funds or five companies. So I think there's kind of a two-prong approach to that.
So how do you, just following up on that, because I have an S&P index fund, and I'm just curious if, I mean, are all S&P 500 index funds then top heavy, and how do you counteract that? How do you get more balance, more diversification?
Well, you want to use that as your S&P sector, and then you want to add around it. You want to have international. You want to have some bonds. You want to bring in other investment strategies. But as far as the S&P 500, no, they are not all the same. And some are uncapped and some are capped. And so you have to look at really how are these structured. And Tesla or technology has done so well recently that a lot of these S&P 500, they're so tech heavy right now that it's not a diversified holding.
Well, that makes me nervous.
Got to double check.
That makes me nervous, especially when it comes to technology, because that bubble can burst. Although I know technology is where everybody wants to be, but that does make me nervous. That is, and by the way, your advice, Andy, max out your 401k. That was Jeff Green, my dad, who is not a financial planner, by the way. His advice, the day I got a job, like when I was 15, Jor, max out your 401k from your first paycheck. And you know what? Yeah. It has served me well, and it was really good advice.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's great advice, and it's protected, too.
Yeah. Andy, is there anything that we didn't ask you, anything else you want to share with listeners this week?
Well, I think one topic that I've had a lot of questions on is the supply chain. And I think as far as inflation goes, the supply chain is going to be critical in getting our inflation in check. And so I wanted to offer some comfort that things are changing around us that's helping with that. For example, a lot of these companies are using smaller ships so they can utilize different ports. They've lowered the age restriction for driving an 18-wheeler because we need people to move product around the country. So I think there is hope. I think the Fed is going to increase interest rates, which more than likely will slow things down a little bit, but that's okay too. It's healthy. But I think that we do have some positive outlooks out there, and I think people need to remember that.
Okay. The Fed tapping the brakes.
Thank you for sharing. Yeah.
Andy Tate, thank you so much. Financial advisor, Best Prep, Cahill Financial Advisors. We appreciate the insight, and we'll talk to you soon. Thanks, Andy.
Sounds good. You're welcome.
Can we all
always
agree?
Feel, yeah,
what?
Go ahead.
I was going to
no,
say.
No, I just you always feel like you're not saving enough. You're not, you feel like you're not doing enough and there's not going to be enough. I don't know if I'm alone as an American always thinking like, oh, God, I'm not going to have enough to retire. But there's always that anxiety.
Compound interest, though, right? I mean, in theory, I think looking back at history, whatever you have in the bank, especially if you're in stocks and bonds, tends to double in 7 years. But depending where you are in that cycle, you know, trying mm-hmm. to time it, and if you need the money short term, that can be a problem. But I've got to go back now, look at my index funds and figure out, am I top heavy? Because I believe in tech, but I also believe in diversification and not being too top heavy. So, anywho's. You and I have so much in common, including our love of golf. Was it you or handsome husband?
It's definitely handsome husband. I know this was a big weekend and the Masters was exciting, but we watch a lot of golf in this house because that's his preferred drug of choice when it comes to television.
It was pretty amazing watching Tiger come back for that. And when we come back, we're going to have a quiz focused on the Masters. Today's terrible trivia. Let's see how up to speed you are on Masters trivia next on CCO.
That's soothing. Is that the golf music?
That's the Masters music, right, on CBS. It's very, very zen.
Golf music, yes.
Do we have to talk like this for this segment? Yes, you have to. Is this how we should do the quiz?
Yeah, yes. Talk softly. Good evening. Jim Nance, CBS. CBS.
It was fun. We watched. Did you watch?
I did watch, and good for Scottie Scheffler. I mean, these guys, and Cameron Smith, these guys are what, 24, 25, and all this pressure, and Tiger, I think a lot of people were watching just to see Tiger Woods, and by the fourth round, by yesterday, just watching him walk, you could see that he was in pain, and the fact that he finished, first of all, he made the cut, and he finished, was a big deal. I mean, I think to everybody watching, and certainly to Tiger Woods, his game, not what it used to be, but knowing Tiger, he'll be back. But just year after a traffic accident almost killed him. I mean, they didn't think he'd walk again. And so it was miraculous to see him walking up 18, limping up, but he made it. And good on him for hanging in there.
Thank God. Right. And it was an amazing thing to watch him finish and be out there. It is physically taxing. It's emotional. So, we were all proud. And Tiger always renews interest in golf. And not that the Masters isn't a big deal, but I know everybody was excited to have him there.
Yeah, it was fun having that on all weekend. Yeah. Anyway.
So we figured we would do a quiz about the Masters and throw in maybe a question or two about Tiger. You guys ready?
You ready? It's me against Hammer.
Hammer, you can play too. Do you think you're ready for this?
I'm as ready as I'll ever be.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
Question one. Course architect of Augusta National, Alistair McKenzie, celebrated the first ever Masters. The first ever Masters, by the way, was in 1934. He celebrated this way. Is it A, by sleeping overnight the night before the first tournament on the 18th hole? B, by peeing in the cup on the first hole.
What?
Or C, he didn't celebrate it. He died 2 months before the tournament. In fact, Paul, he never saw the course completed.
Paul, C.
Go ahead.
He never saw it.
Hammer, do you want to chime in or do you agree with Paul?
Well, it's not B, he's doing it wrong.
So. Who among us hasn't peed in, yeah.
Some people call that a Tuesday. I'll say B.
You'll say B. Okay. It's Paul. Whew. Did you know? Did you know, Paul?
The other two were so ridiculous. I can't imagine. Sleeping on the...
I could have slept on the 18th hole.
Well, yeah. I knew that it was back in the 30s, and I just...
Yeah.
Powers of deduction. I hoped it wasn't B. I'm reassured by that.
I had to throw in a little bit of fun, but yes, that's true. In fact, he died in January, on January 6th, in fact, of 1934, 2 months before the first Masters tournament, and he never saw the course completed, never even got to walk the course. That's so sad.
That's too bad.
You know. Yeah. Okay, number two. Masters officials have been known to remove tournament announcers who do not follow club decorum. Famous announcers have been kicked off the air, including Jack Whitaker and Gary McCord. So, what is the only acceptable word that announcers are allowed to use for people who attend the Masters? Is it A? Oh, wait, you're going to guess?
Patron.
How did you know that?
Well, I'm just all about golf.
How did you know that?
Until they kicked me off the Bear Path course.
They're not allowed to say fans or spectators. They can only call them patrons or gallery.
Gallery, yeah, patrons. It sounds fancy schmancy.
Kind of elitist, isn't it?
It is. Why can't they call them fans? Patrons. They're golf fans. Or they're spectators. They're actually spectating. I think it's insane. It's so uppity and makes
but
me
it's the Masters, Jordana. It's a different league.
Get over yourselves.
They like the Grey Poupon. Yes.
Just get over yourselves with your, like, hitting a white ball into a hole. Like, get over yourselves with that. And they're fans and they're spectators. Get over yourselves.
You're not launching rockets or curing cancer, right?
Thank you.
You're hitting a little white ball. Thank you, Jordana.
After your life of privilege that allowed you to afford to all those greens fees and the expensive equipment and the lessons, so they can be fans. So just shut it and sit down, club. That's how I feel about it. Sorry. Even though I enjoy watching with Mark, it's fine. Okay, number three. On Tuesday night of tournament week, the previous year's winner gets to host a champion's dinner. And the winner chooses what will be on the menu for all the past winners of the tournament. So when Tiger Woods hosted this at one of his previous wins, for his first one, what did he choose for his dinner? Was it A, filet mignon? Was it B, an all-vegan fare? Or was it C, cheeseburgers?
Hammer,
go ahead.
I'm going to say A, filet mignon.
Okay. Paul, what are you going to say?
I'm going to go cheeseburgers. I can't imagine him going veg. Well, I hope it's cheeseburgers. We'll see.
It's cheeseburgers. Paul, well done. It was not only cheeseburgers. It was cheeseburgers, chicken sandwiches, French fries, and milkshakes.
Cheeseburger chips.
Yeah, the vegan diet was very popular when he won the first time, so.
Yeah, I don't know. I think he was probably trying to go against that whole uppity, don't call them fans, call them patrons, attitude. So, cheeseburgers and fries. It's my kind of guy. Well, maybe a vegan cheeseburger.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Let me throw out one more for you. Between the green jackets and the golf course, there is a lot of green to be seen at the Masters. The color trend carries over into food options, which basically is served in green cups, and the sandwiches and snacks are wrapped in green paper. Why? Is it just tradition that they're all wrapped in green? Is it that so any piece of trash a patron might drop won't show up on TV? Or is it because the course designer Alistair McKenzie's favorite color was green?
I'll say C.
Okay. Paul?
I think Hammer's right, but just to be different, I'll go with B. I mean, it makes sense that if there's green litter, it doesn't show up on camera quite as readily.
In fact, you're right. It's B.
Really?
So that if you drop a piece of trash, it won't show up on TV.
Really?
That's actually the reason. Yes.
That is bizarre.
Actually the reason.
Are you kidding me?
You killed it today, Paul, and usually you suck, so you really killed it.
Don't hold back, really. No.
Well, you know,
pull your
honest.
Punch. Just pull your punch. Yeah, thank you. That was fun.
Right. Hammer says we have to go, so well done on the quiz, and Mike Max will join us to talk more Masters next.
Paul and Jordana and Hammer and Mike Max. And Maxie, I know you're going a million miles an hour. I don't know if you had the luxury of watching any of the Masters on CBS yesterday. But watching Tiger Woods limp up 18, the fourth and final round. I mean, you could tell he was in pain, but he was determined to get that done and to finish. And to me, that was inspiring. I know he didn't shoot the way he wanted to shoot, but that almost seemed like an afterthought. What did you think of the Masters this year?
It was. You know, I'm literally just driving back. I was skiing the last 2 days in the Rocky Mountains, and I'd come in my break during skiing. And it was really weird because it's almost blizzard conditions sometimes, and people are watching the Masters in the bar. But I want to go back first of all because I am 100% with Jordana. Who are you to tell us we can't call them fans? You know what I'm saying? Who are
that's
you
right,
to tell
brother.
Us we can't say that's a golf fan? You know, who are you to make the rules for our vernacular and the vocabulary that we use when we, you know,
thank
when
you.
We describe an event? I mean, when you hear that, you just go, see, now you wonder why there's a divide, you know?
Yep.
Well,
but, yep.
It's the, hey, Maxie, it's the golden rule. The people with the gold make the rules.
I understand.
Right?
But that is a piece of me that goes, you know, the sports
the
are supposed
way.
To be the great
come on.
Hodgepodge
right.
and hot dish and put everybody in the same stew, you know? Tiger Woods was, you know, that was a fascinating watch this weekend. And, you know, especially when he started out one under. And then, you know, I think back to the Ryder Cup when his career was fading and the Ryder Cup was here in town. And he was a coach on that team, you might recall. And he was walking behind the pairs that would play. And it's probably the least attention that he's ever received in golf because everybody was so focused on the golfers at that time. And Tiger, I don't want to call him an afterthought, but, you know, there were no galleries waiting for Tiger. They were waiting for the other golfers. And to see how many twists and turns, obviously, his career has taken. Has been, you know, nothing short of miraculous. And to see him finish it and the crowd that he got from, let me make sure I say this right, the gallery, right, when he finished.
Thank you. Thank you, Mikey.
The patrons, you mean.
The patrons, yeah.
Great
or gallery. You can say gallery. That's right.
Gallery,
ridiculous.
Yes. Hey, Maxie, Chris Finch signed a new multi-year contract with the Wolves, who play the Clippers tomorrow. Let me get this right. If they win tomorrow, they're in, right? They're in the playoffs.
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, if they win, they're in the playoffs, they play Memphis. If they lose, then they have to beat the winner of the other game, San Antonio and New Orleans, and then they'd play Phoenix, even if they won that game. They'd have to win the game to play Phoenix, and there is quite a difference between Phoenix and Memphis. Both are really good, but you don't want to mess with Phoenix right now. They're just too good. So, but it'll be a fun night tomorrow night at Target Center.
Yeah. How'd you ski, Maxie? Everything okay?
Really, really good. Yep, nobody was there yet. Really, really good. It was wonderful.
So nice. He's
good
like David,
you,
always chasing that snow.
Yeah.
You got that, right.
Thanks. You got
thanks,
it.
Guys.
Thanks. Thanks, Maxie. The news is next on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Find new customers on a platform that's here to stay. With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising your business on TikTok, now is the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Deck your home with Blinds.com. DIY or let us install. Free design consultation. Plus free samples and free shipping.
Ho, ho, ho! Blinds.com invented a better way to buy custom high-quality window treatments with no showroom markups or waiting around for quotes from pushy salespeople, saving you time and money for the holidays with upfront pricing right on our website.
Go right now to Blinds.com. Satisfaction guaranteed.
Satisfaction guaranteed.
Head to Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Blinds.com.
La, 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 Blinds.com.
Rules and restrictions may apply.